What we're about to do is present to you guys something that is real, that is undeniably real and authentic, and has been revealed by Jesus Christ through a person. And we have Noel that's going to come up. Everybody give a hand to Noel. Noel's going to come up and share specifically. Noel is going to, don't touch my brick. Noelle's coming up here, and she's going to share how God has worked in her life. And the beautiful thing about testimonies is that it's not up for you to decide if it's real or fake. God has worked in her life, and God has revealed something to her, and she's going to share that with you. So join me in praying for her right now. So if you have a hat, please decapitate and just make the sign of the cross and extend out your hand as a sign like you're extending intercessory prayer upon her. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, we thank you so much for Noel, our sister. We ask that you speak through her, and we ask that you give us the ears to listen, specifically to not Noel's story, but your story through her life. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Round of applause for Noel.
All right, so I'm Noel, if you didn't already know. I'm a junior at Lake Ridge High School. This is my third year in this youth group. First year was a little rough. I mean, my schedule was pretty on the go. I'd never really had time to sit back, relax, played sports, did clubs, you know. So pretty okay student, B+ maybe. Well, it's okay. But I was always on the go. I never had time for peace, for relaxation like most kids did on the weekend. I was always at the soccer fields, volleyball courts, whatever. And, you know, first year of youth group comes by, I'm coming alone. Now, I know some of you don't know other people, and that's okay. I didn't either. It gets better, promise. But it was hard first year. But I still came, still did it, got through it. Second year comes by, and I find out I'm going to actually have friends here. So it gets better, you know. It wasn't that bad. We came, we had a good time, you know, we prayed, we got involved. You know, confirmation camp that's required comes around. And it was fun. It's kind of weird because it was our first time, going to, a praise and worship retreat. But it was definitely something we got involved in. Well, that comes to a close, and everything we learned there kind of just died. So we didn't really, get involved after that. Then, you know, we decided we had so much fun that we should go to another camp called Camp Wild Sky. Now, Camp Wild Sky, in the middle of nowhere. It's called Medina, Texas. It's West Texas. We were surrounded by pastures, cows, literally nothing. And it was weird, because for me, that was hard. To be in a quiet place, with nothing to do, I was kind of let's do something, let's go, and we just had nothing to do. But at this camp, every night, we had some form of prayer or, some form of worship, which was really, fun for us. And this one night, we had prayed the rosary. Well, we get through the rosary, and it was super beautiful, and we go into adoration. Now, adoration is just basically being in the presence of your Lord and adoring him. So he's there in the monstrance, and you're kneeling. Well, as we were kneeling, we were singing and praying and worshiping and everything. Well, I can't really sing, but I tried. So we get through it, and at this one moment, I just thought to myself, take a breath. Calm down, take a breath. So as I take my breath in and then breathe out, the whole room goes silent. Everyone stops singing on time. It's completely silent. And for once, my mind was just completely blank. And I was so at peace. It was so different. It was definitely something that changed the rest of the camp for me. Because after that, I had felt him. It wasn't big. I didn't see him. I didn't hear him. I felt him in me. And not everyone's experience with God is going to be like that. But for me, it had changed me because it was indescribable. It's not what I expected. Now, after the camp, it was kind of hard. I kept up with prayer, my Lexio Divina, which is a form of prayer, for a good month. And then it died again. And it's just been hard ever since, like, after I stopped praying. It's been hard to find peace, and it's been hard to find all that. Now, not everyone is going to have that experience of feeling him within you and have that connection that I had with him myself. But he comes in the unexpected. God will be there whenever, wherever. And there's this quote from 1 Kings 19:11 through 13, and it's basically Elijah just going up there to the mountains, hearing an earthquake, seeing fire, all these big signs. God wasn't in any of them. He was in the silence. And that's what I took away from my time at camp. And now, like, after has been pretty life-changing. So don't go looking for big signs. He might be there, he might not. He comes anywhere, everywhere, but different for everyone else. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and thank you so much, Noel, for sharing your witness of Christ. Guys, don't forget about our kickoff retreat happening this weekend, October 12th and 13th. It's still not too late to sign up, so get into our Instagram in the bio. You'll see the link to register. Also, the fall picnic is coming up, or fall festival. I get those confused all the time. If you want to help, if you want to get service hours, that is up for grabs. There are some QR codes up on the Youth Ministry Bulletin. I don't even know if kids use QR codes anymore, but I'll get that up on the Instagram sometime soon. Also, today, Wednesday, is our deep group. Also, come on Wednesday. If you have a friend who wants to go deep in their relationship with Jesus Christ, then come. Or if you have someone who doesn't really know Jesus that much, or maybe you just want to have a good time, come on Sundays. See you guys soon. God bless. Love you guys.